This is Rabbi Chaim Bravender of Web Yeshiva, and this is the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim chapter Ayin Dalet 74, which begins again with the words Maskil La'asaf. Both of these words are known to us. They appear often in the Tehillim, although I have to admit that we don't really understand very well what either of these words mean. The first part of the Perek in Tehillim, which goes on for the first 11 psukim, Lama Elohim Zanachta Lanetzach Yeshan Apcha Bitzon Maritecha Zanachta. The word zanachta means to be put aside, to send away. Why? Lama zanachta lanetzach? Why did you separate yourself from your people? The word lanetzach, of course, is a word that means forever, but it feels that way. Why does it feel as though there is no way to return, for us to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yeshan apcha bitzon maritecha. Why is it that you are angry at us? Why you express this anger with charon? Charon af, the anger of the nose, so to speak. Lama Elohim zanachta lanetzach yeshan apcha bitzon maritecha. Zechor adatcha kanita kedem ga'alta shevet nachlatecha. Zechor adatcha. Remember your people, Asher Kanita, which you appropriated for yourself, Kedem, in the early days. Remember how it used to be, Ga'alta Shevet Nachalatecha, Ga'alta Shevet Nachalatecha. Remember the redemption of the people who received the inheritance, the land of Israel, which was the Nachala of Hashem. Remember, Ga'alta Shevet Nachalatecha Hatzion Ze Shachanta Bo, a place where Hatzion, remember, where your Shechinah was in Har Tzion. In other words, the statement of the Mechaber, of the author, is about this impossible situation that he perceives, that he remembers. Zuchor Adatcha means I remember. Any request for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember is, of course, preceded by my remembering. I remember. What do I remember? Kanita Kedem. We had this relationship early on. Ga'alta Shevet Nachalatecha Har Tzion Zeh Shechanta Bo. Har Tzion was the place that you designated for the Shechinah. And that was because Am Yisrael Kanita Kedem. Ad lama zanachta lanetzach? Why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did you relieve us somehow of this relationship, which doesn't seem to have any hope? We don't seem to have any hope of changing things. And as a result of that, harima pa'amecha lamasot netzach kol hera Oyev Bakodesh. Kol Heira Oyev Bakodesh. So this is the new situation, or the result of the new situation. The Oyev, the enemy, destroys everything in the Beit HaMikdash, everything that was sacred, everything that was holy. The first part of the Pasuk, Arima Pa'amecha, Lemasot Netzach, please, pick yourself up as though, so to speak, and come quickly, and come to Masot Netzach, to the Mikdash, which was destroyed, and became a mound forever. There's no Beit HaMikdash, no Beit HaMikdash left. So that the Mechaber again wonders about this, actually this impossible situation. How could it be that one time we were neighbors, the Ribono Shel Olam and Am Yisrael. We lived, so to speak, in the same space, and now the temple is destroyed. The question is not, as you know, about punishment. Yes, of course, B'nai Yisrael deserves to be punished in various ways, on various occasions. But how did that mean that the relationship would come to an end? How is that possible, that the relationship would come to an end? And the Perek continues to describe the working of the enemies. Sha'agru tzoradecha bekerev mo'adecha samu ototam otot. Sha'agru. They screamed in the Beit HaMikdash. And they were overjoyed at what they had accomplished. That's the sha'aga, the primeval scream of the enemy, tzorecha, the enemies. And mo'adecha, mo'ed, is another name for the Beit HaMikdash, a place of getting together, Beit Va'ad, where people come together. Samu ototam, otot. They hung up their flags. They put up their signs. They said, here is idolatry. The center of idolatry. Imagine. I mean, this is worse than a punishment. Worse than we could ever imagine would be designed as a punishment for B'nai Yisrael. Yivada kemevi lemala bisvach eitz kardumot. Yivada kemevi lemala, a difficult verse. Kardumot, mevi lemala, kardumot. Kardum is a kind of a hatchet, something that you break up things with. And they were like, that's what they did. They were destroyers. Pasuk Vav says, Vata pitu cheha yachad b'chashil v'chelafpot yahalbo mun. He says, Ata, especially now, pituchecha yachad, pituchecha yachad, all the gates of Yerushalayim have been destroyed. Pituchecha yachad, not only the temple itself, but all the gates of Yerushalayim have been opened and destroyed, and the city is open to anyone who wishes to come in. B'chashil v'chelapot Yahalomar. Where it refers to something similar. I mean, different kinds of hatchets and axes. Yahalom is to destroy something. So again, The Pasuk repeats this notion, Shilchu ba'esh mikdashecha la'aretz chilelu mishkan shemecha. Chilelu mishkan shemecha. They made it into a place that had no connection to God. They disconnected the Mishkan from any notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im Rubi Libam Ninam Yachad Sarfu Kol Moadei El Ba'aretz. Im Rubi Libam, they thought Ninam Yachad they decided to destroy. The word Ninam again is a difficult word. Sarfu Kol Moadei El Ba'aretz. They spread out, and all the places that were designated for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were destroyed. Pasuk Yud, Ad Matay Elohim Yecharef Tzar, Yina'etz Oyev Shimcha Lanetzach, Ad Matay. How long will this embarrassment be continued? The enemy will be able to insult and embarrass the name of God forever. Lanetzach. Again, Pasuk Aleph. Lama Elokim Zanachta. Lanetzach. The Netzach is an evaluation. That's what it feels like to us. It cannot be redeemed. The situation cannot be changed. So this is the topic. This is the topic of the first part of the Mizmor, a description of the situation after the destruction of the temple. Now we have to understand that most of the Mizmorim of Tehillim seem to have been written to sing in the Beit HaMikdash. So you have to understand that a mizmor with the words that we have just been reading is a double tragedy. On the one hand, it tells the story of the destruction of the temple and the implausibility of it, and the difficult theologically, the difficulty of imagining that the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed. On the other hand, it's one of the Mizmorim. It's created to be sung in the Beit HaMikdash. And that creation is itself almost a point of optimism. Even though on the one hand, Lanetzach, the destruction of the temple seems to us to be immutable. There is no temple. There's no place to go. There's no place to walk. The temple is destroyed. But there is a remnant. I mean, there's an area where we are forbidden to walk, according to many poskim, which in turn creates a space, not the space that we would like it to be. And here the Baal Mizmor, on the one hand, has something to say, and he can't stop himself. On the other hand, the Baal Mizmor is singing a Mizmor. He's Maskil Lasaf. And that itself is a note of optimism. And if we look again at the end of the Mizmor, Psukim Yudchet, the Kaf Gimel, we see that the Baal Mizmor himself has to say words that make sense in this context. That he says, "Zechozot oyev cheirev Hashem v'am naval miyatzu shemecha." Zechozot. That's a prayer, which doesn't mean, "Oh God, remember," but it means take into account. It's true we don't deserve it. Again, reminiscent of the prayer that was invented for us by Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't deserve mercy, but the world will take it in the wrong way. Zichor zot, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyev, Cherev Hashem. The enemy is trouncing God. Vam Naval, Niatsu Shemecha. This terrible folk has destroyed your name. Al titein lechayat nefesh torecha, chayat aniyecha, al tishkach lanetzach. Al titein. Don't allow the Knesset Yisrael, the pigeons, to lechayat nefesh torecha. Chayat aniyecha al tishkach lanetzach. Don't let the destroyed, the downtrodden, the birds that represent Am Yisrael, don't prevent them from living, from flying, from moving. Habet labrit. Take note of the brit, of the covenant. Kimalu mechashachei eretz neot chamas. Because look what happened. The world is full of Mechashachei Eretz. They want to make everything dark so that they can come and rob and steal and destroy. Al Yashov Dach Nichlam. Dach is a poor person. Al Yashov Dach Nichlam. Don't let the poor, the impoverished, the downtrodden, be turned away. Ani ve'evyon yehalelu shemecho. After all, the ani ve'evyon, they are the ones who in the future will praise God. Kuma elokim riba rivecha kuma. Kuma means action. Let's see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the situation. Riva Rivecha. Fight the fight, which is the fight of heaven. Zechor Cherpatcha. Minina Val Kol Hayom. Zechor. Remember. A word that implies movement and action. Zechor Cherpatcha. Minei Naval Kol Hayom. Al tishkach kol tzorerecha, she'on kamecha ole tamid. Do not forget the voice of the enemies that were yelling and screaming in joy, she'on kamecha ole tamid. The noise, the sound, the screaming of those who stand up against God. Do not forget them. This mizmor is a mizmor that discusses the destruction of the temple. And of course, as one of the mizmorim of the temple, emphasizes the fact, the implausibility of the notion that God is no longer welcome in his own place. And it ends with words of consolation. Then we could still turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though we think that this looks like it's a situation that will last forever, and the embarrassment will never be changed, nevertheless, it seems that that is not the case, that we can turn to God, and this situation will be changed. And that is the prayer that derives from the doubt.